Samuel James, S-A-M-U-E-L, James 10:17-79. Today is 11:07. Mr. James is a 45-year-old gentleman who comes in with cough, congestion, wheezing. He also has a history of obesity, sleep apnea, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, spinal stenosis, status post laminectomy, and history of diabetes, period. In the paragraph, his blood sugar is improving. He was on Trulicity, was recently switched from Trulicity to Ozempic. He's on 2 milligrams of Ozempic now. That's doing quite well, period. In the paragraph, he's lost over 30 pounds. He's a lot more active. He just had his sleep apnea checked, and he's in a new setting for his sleep apnea machine, CPAP, since he's lost weight, period. Furthermore, his blood pressure is much better controlled now. He also sees Nikki, our nurse practitioner in town, who gives him his testosterone, and told him he needs to give blood because of polycythemia related to his testosterone. He just got that accomplished and is feeling much better, period. Medical problems, as above, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypogonadism, surgery, carpal tunnel surgery, and neck surgery, allergy, penicillin, social, ETOH, very little, smoking, none, he doesn't drink, he doesn't use any drugs, COVID immunizations, up-to-date family history, positive for coronary artery disease, no colon cancer reported, and strokes. Let's make a medication list, allergy, penicillin, this is on a separate sheet of paper, Carafate 1 gram up to 4 times a day, Coreg 6.25 twice a day, Bentel 20 milligram PRN for abdominal pain, Protonix 40 milligram once a day, Motrin 800 milligram PRN, which he has not been taking very much, Testosterone 1 cc, 200 milligram per cc, 1 cc weekly per Nikki, nurse practitioner in town, Viagra 50 to 100 milligram PRN for intercourse, Metformin 500 milligram BID, which he's cut back on to once a day, Lopez 600 BID, and Ozempic 2 milligram maximal dose on a weekly basis. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. His strep, flu, and COVID testing are negative today, by the way, period. His chart review reveals that his recent blood test showed normal PSA, glucose of 100, A1C down to 6.3, B12 normal, PSA 0.76. Testosterone was 257, but that's before he started the testosterone supplementation. This took place on or about 12 of 2023, period. On exam today, we find him. He weighs 232 pounds, 95%, 97.9, 20, 100, 131 over 70. Heart deposits, one was with two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next was with these TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, and inflammatory, non-focal. Number one, sinusitis. Number two, bronchitis. Number three, Z-Pack. Next one is Medrol Dose-Pack. Next one is Bromford DM. Next one is Rosefenagram. Next one is Decadron 8 milligram. Next one is lots of rest. Next one is come back and see me in 3 days, if not better. We'll do chest x-ray at that time. Next number, low testosterone under treatment per different provider. Next one is polycythemia. Just gave blood per other provider's instruction. Next number, PSA within normal limits. Next one is A1C is responding well. Next one is he states that he had another A1C done at Nikki, what's Nikki's last name? The girl? No, that the PA or nurse practitioner? Nikki, the nurse practitioner in town, and that was much better. Next number is hypertension, incredibly well controlled. Next number is carotid stenosis. Next number is RVH. Next number is LVH. Next number is meds reviewed. Next number is new medication list created. Next number, weight loss. Next number is no thyroid issue on Ozempic. Next number is no gallbladder issue on Ozempic and history of diabetes. Next number, findings were discussed with James at length before he left. Next number, he's going to see me in 3 months. Next number, we'll get a copy of his blood work also for this chart as well as his provider. Next number is RVH stable. Next number is sleep apnea. Next number is on CPAP. Next number is fatty liver. Next number is GERD. That's it for now.